Where I am, there also shall my minister be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we celebrate today the feast of Saint Ignatius, who was the Bishop of Antioch, and he had a very peculiar surname, namely Theophorus, which is Greek and means God-bearer. There is an ancient tradition that Saint Ignatius was one of those children whom Jesus took in his arms and blessed when parents presented their children for him to be blessed. And you might remember Saint Ignatius also from Bishop Dolan's sermon on Sunday, because Saint Ignatius was the one who first time used the expression the Catholic Church when he spoke about the church which Christ established and to which church all his followers have throughout the centuries belonged. Saint Ignatius wrote these striking words tying the officer of a minister to the church, writing, "Wherever the bishop appears, there let the people be, as wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church." Saint Ignatius became a bishop because he had been the disciple of Saint John, the beloved disciple. And it was Saint Peter who made Saint Ignatius the bishop of Antioch, the place where he, namely Saint Peter, had himself been a bishop before he came to Rome. And during the reign of Saint Ignatius in Antioch, that was the time when the emperor of the Roman Empire persecuted the Christians. And since Saint Ignatius was in charge of the Christians in Antioch, he was specially targeted as one to be imprisoned and killed. But as we heard Saint Ignatius writing, the bishop should always be with his people, because the church has given the office of a bishop to a man who is set in charge of watching over the Catholics under his care. So Saint Ignatius did not want to flee. He did not want to escape the city of Antioch because of the persecutions, but instead he stayed in the city supporting and helping his flock. Saint Ignatius obtained peace for his flock by fasting and prayer, because God heard the prayer of the pastor for his flock and made the persecutions cease. Saint Ignatius was the true pastor, and he desired always to share both the joys and the sufferings together with his people and together with Christ. Saint Ignatius had been trained by Saint John, and like him, Saint Ignatius wanted to prove himself to be a perfect disciple, the one who followed Jesus from all his heart. But it was in the year 107 when the emperor himself came to the city of Antioch and forced the Catholics there to choose between apostasy and death. You maybe remember from our religion class today that apostasy means that you reject the Catholic religion altogether, that you now no longer wish to follow Jesus. So Christians were in Antioch were given this cruel choice that either you become an apostate or you are put into death. So Saint Ignatius also was brought before the emperor, and this emperor asked, "Who are you, you wretched demon, who dare to defy my orders?" But Saint Ignatius, he was not a bit afraid. He answered, "Do not call me a demon, because I bear God within me." Remember, that was his name, Theophorus, God bearer. The emperor asked then that, "What do you mean by this?" Saint Ignatius explained that he bore in his heart Jesus crucified for his sake. Emperor, who was very cruel and ungodly man, did not understand this. All he understood that Saint Ignatius refused to submit himself under his command and refused to give up Christ and Catholicism. So the emperor ordered that this bishop should be taken to Rome, the capital, and there to be torn to pieces by wild beasts. But Saint Ignatius, he was only too happy to be taken to Rome, because Rome was the city of martyrdom of Saints Peter and Paul. And that's what happened. Saint Ignatius faced his death with courageousness and with joyfulness. He was eaten by the lions in the Roman arena. That was the popular sports of the day, the cruel and bloodthirsty people watching innocent people to be put to death by beasts in a big arena. The lions left nothing of his body except few bones, and after his death, several Catholics saw him in vision standing before Christ and praying for them. Dear children, you learn from the story of Saint Ignatius that you should always remain and stay in the church, and you should always remain and stay together with your priests, who are your pastors, like a pastor is in charge of the flock. Death did not scare the martyrs, because they knew that under Christ and in the unity of his church, they would be taken to heaven after their death. Only thing what the Catholics were afraid was mortal sin, and only thing they hated was idolatry. So children, stay with your priests and stay with the Catholic Church, and don't be shy of asking the saints to pray for you. That's why they are in heaven, those who have walked that glorious path of following Jesus before us. They are now meant to help us too to reach heaven, and we have God's promise that our heaven and our home we shall also achieve, because Christ has been so good to us that he has suffered and died so that we would not need to be punished, but that we might go home in heaven with God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.